At MIT's List Visual Arts Center, there's an exhibition that turns time on its head. The show, called Colored People Time, dives into questions of race, colonization, and reparations. First shown at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Philadelphia, the exhibition now fills one long gallery in Cambridge. WBUR Arts and Culture reporter Cristela Guerra joins us now with more on the exhibit. Hi there. Thanks for coming in.
How are you, Bob?
I'm fine, thanks. Let me start with a name. It certainly is provocative. Colored People Time. Tell us about it.
So it's a way of sort of reclaiming time. It seems like it's sort of this revolutionary concept where the Western concept of being on time isn't the only way to be in time. So I think that it's, in theory, is used normally as a tongue-in-cheek joke, but in this case, it's a way of reclaiming the phrase.
You mean in relation to showing the life experiences of Black people in America over time?
Over time in history, yes.
All right. The curator, Meg Olney, says she's exploring the daily experiences of Black people. Tell us how she does that.
So the exhibition is really conceptual. She's interested in language and how Black people use language to steer through inequality. She also uses the framework of time in reverse, so future, present, and past. Each of the spaces in the three galleries is sparse, with maybe 4 to 6 pieces, and each piece is really, really dense. So one of the pieces in this first futuristic section is by artist Martine Sims. It's called The Mundane Afrofuturist Manifesto. Afrofuturism is this genre where African diaspora and aesthetic culture intersects with technology. So imagine like space explorers finding a new Afrocentric mythical world like Wakanda and Black Panther. But what the manifesto critiques are the stereotypes contained in Afrofuturism. Only explain Sims' work here.
You know, she points out that, you know, out of 534 space travelers, only 15 have been Black. Like, the likelihood of us escaping, you know, to another planet is highly unlikely. And she sort of ends by saying, you know, the most likely future we have is ourselves and our planet. So what are we going to do with it? And so that piece really shapes a lot of the exhibition.
So what Olney is pointing out is that society is built on slavery, and that still reverberates today. Sims, the artist, calls out Afrofuturism for its tropes and escapism. It kind of paints a bleak picture. It means there's no way, no place, no utopia, even imaginary, that people of color will not have to deal with the oppression of white supremacy.
Not very positive.
No, but the way Olney put it was it's kind of a pivot, right? So it means, well, we have to deal with the mess we have here.
So that's the future part of the exhibit. What comes next?
So from there, we walk into the present. This features three artists whose works are in conversation with each other. There's splashes of orange on a wall, which is a direct reference to the prison jumpsuit. There's this screen-printed piece inspired by the coloring books often given to kids when they visit their loved ones who are incarcerated. And then there's this sculpture that resembles a giant Jax. It's made from the same materials used to make prison visitation benches. Here's Olney again.
I would say a lot of the pieces in this space, in one way or other, are having conversations around reparations.
So then she points out to me a specific piece in that gallery that's called Depreciation. Artist Cameron Rowland purchased land on Edisto Island in South Carolina, where the concept of 40 acres and a mule was originally decreed. This is what slaves were promised following the Civil War. It was an order that was later rescinded, and the land was repossessed by Southern landowners. So everyone on that land was given three options: work for the plantations that remained there, leave, or get arrested and placed into convict leasing. Olney calls this the start of the modern-day prison industrial complex. Rowland, the artist, purchased land on this island and like shows documents in the exhibit as a commentary on the notion of property.
So that section of the exhibit shows how the past plays into the present?
It does, because it's interesting. He shows his land assessment documents where he purchased this property and then through a restrictive covenant basically made it so that nothing commercial or residential could be built on that land, pretty much bringing the value of that land down to zero. So it's really intriguing to use the land as a way of saying, you know, this has no use.
The final space in the exhibit does take us firmly to the past, and there are statues in the room, as I understand it?
Yeah, there are. So Olney worked with an anthropologist and an artist who photographed, scanned, and created these 3D copies of sculptures from West Africa. None are perfect imitations, but the idea is to comment on what we give value to, how these objects circulate, and the tension between what is precious and what isn't. Here's Olney once more.
It's very theory-driven. It's definitely approaching people to say, like, race is incredibly complicated and we have to really, like, dig into this. But I'm sort of coming from a default that, like, as people of color, we have a really sophisticated understanding of theory, race, performativity, all of these things. And there's ways that you can kind of do a show like Color People Time that is, I wouldn't say a wink and a nod, but it definitely is saying, like, hey, this show's for you.
Okay, Cristela, if this show is for us art consumers on many different levels, what is it you take away from it?
I think that you have to spend a lot of time with each piece in this exhibition to really bring home the heaviness of it, but also kind of the hope. The idea is that, you know, Colored People Time, we can't get away from the history of oppression in this country, but what we can do is deconstruct it and analyze it.
So you found hope in the exhibit?
Yeah, for sure.
Cristela Guerra, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Bob.
The exhibit, Colored People, Time, is on view at MIT's List Visual Arts Center through early April. See photos from the exhibit at the Artery page at our website, wbur.org.